What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
My depth chart right now is Joe, Shador, Gabriel, and Pickett. Tone, what's your depth chart? Do you have a problem with mine?
You have Pickett dead last.
Yes.
Is it just based on unavailability?
A little bit. It's also, it's like, hey man, you're either growing or you're dying. Yeah. There's no third direction. And I have a lot of faith in Joe to start the season. And it makes sense. It makes a lot of common sense about him starting, him playing, that whole thing. That makes sense to me. But the other two, the two kids, they're kids. And Dylan Gabriel was much better than what reports were saying of him out of camp. And we'll talk to Daryl about that coming up at 8:20 because Daryl didn't have too many kind reports about Dylan Gabriel, so I have to ask him. Same thing with Zach coming up at 9:01. But I thought Shador still, I think, got a higher ceiling. I like Shador, so I'm going to put him number two because I like him as a higher ceiling. But Kenny Pickett, no, I don't really know. Yeah, if Kevin Stefanski's saying it's going to be really hard to come out of this with four quarterbacks going into your 53-man roster, I don't know. I guess I'd rather go with the kiddos.
I guess what I don't understand is we're waking up, obviously, to tweets of people going after. When are you going to go after certain reporters that went after Dylan Gabriel? It's like, Dylan Gabriel was terrible in camp. I did ask on Friday, like, would you be that shocked if Gabriel had a nice performance? Because why not? Why can't a guy have
it? I actually thought I would be pretty surprised considering how bad everybody was saying he was going to be.
But I wasn't going to be because this would be the first time he actually got to be the quarterback and the ball's not taken from him, like after four throws. Like, we do have to realize how ridiculous a sampling that we're basing all of this on. Like, hey, go throw two balls. All right, get to the back of the line. Go throw two more. Get to the back of the line. Or, all right, here's your series down by the red zone. You get maybe six cracks at it. Now someone else comes in. Like, that's not real. It's not real football. None of that is real football. So it wasn't going to surprise me if Dylan Gabriel, who started how many games in college? 60-plus games?
60.
And played on some of the biggest stages of college football?
Big stages.
No, it wasn't going to surprise me that he went out there against, what would you say? What would you classify the defense
second
he
teamers.
Was going? Yeah, why not? Why not? He played against a bunch of guys that were first-round picks.
I mean, the guy who he got pick-sixed on and actually recovered the fumble as well, I mean, he was a nice player out of Texas, but at the same time, he was a guy who had a shoulder injury to start off training camp. So, I mean, that was something that kind of put him back. So he was playing with the second teamers to get his work in. So, yeah, he was playing against guys, and he's a second teamer in his own right. So, by the way, let's hit training camp report for this because this is about as good as it's going to get right now. Go.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Mentor.
Yeah, Drew Makuba, who was, I think, a second-round pick for them. I mean, I thought he played, obviously, everybody thinks he played pretty well. Guy had a pick six, but you're playing against guys who are second-teamers, but you're playing with second-teamers, and you are a second-teamer. So I put Dylan Gabriel third. I put Joe one. Before we set sail with these guys, where's your official depth chart?
Yeah, I mean, I had Shador third last week because, you know, Kenny Pickett was two. I don't know what to do with Kenny Pickett, but if we remove Kenny Pickett from the equation...
No, you got to put Kenny in because he's still on the team.
Then he's still second, right?
That's...
Yeah,
I'm not. I want to know your depth chart.
I mean, this isn't
the Browns.
I think Kenny Pickett. I have no idea what to do with him because if I haven't seen him play, and the Browns have used an asset to go get him, and they had him, you know, ahead of Joe Flacco. Remember, they went and got him and thought he would be the starter most likely, and then see what they did in the draft and see what the gap was come draft time.
So Tone Kenny number three is who?
So
Joe Kenny number three is
if
who?
If I have Joe Flacco one, Kenny Pickett two, Shador three, Dylan four, but I don't think there's a huge gap between Dylan and Shador.
Okay. So if I put that on the internet, are we going to do a context matters thing?
No.
Like we're doing with Dylan Gabriel's comments here? Okay, go ahead.
Well, in Anthony's scenario, we've got four quarterbacks on the roster. Ken, do you have four quarterbacks on the roster?
Yeah, the roster's still there. I still have four quarterbacks.
By the time we come to week one?
No. If Kevin is saying it's going to be hard to have four quarterbacks on the roster by week one, I think he's telling you that someone's going to get cut, right?
Well, yeah, obviously he's the guy that's in charge.
Well, wait, are we talking about the 53 or?
I think he's talking about the 53 man.
Yeah,
roster.
But can't they hide one of the rookies?
You would think they should be able to, but
I mean, he says in the post game press conference here, and I'm gonna send Owen on a little errand here before we get to the phones. I hate to do this to you. I mean, he says it's not realistic to keep four guys. So if the coach himself is saying it's not realistic, here it is.
Yeah, I think we'll let it play out as we get closer to the cutdown. Those are all conversations that we are always having, but those are tough decisions. I'd like to keep everybody, but not realistic.
Okay, not realistic to keep four guys. So if that's the context of it, that's what it says in the clip. So if Kenny's my fourth guy, Kenny's the odd man out for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, he hasn't been able to really do anything other than those first 4 days.
I mean, do you think that Joe is going, or do you think that Kenny, in your heart of hearts, do you think he can realistically be the next Sam? And Sam Darnold's not out of the woods, obviously, in Seattle. I think there's a lot of people wondering about him in Seattle and whether or not it can be replicated what he was able to do last year. But is he in the same vein as Geno? Is he in the same vein as Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, even for that matter, ironically?
I would say the odds are heavily stacked against him.
So I'm going to either grow.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bye. I'm going to have the guy who's a veteran that the rest of the team already trusts, and I'm going to have him number one, and then I'm going to have my two pups in there. And we'll let that figure out, because at least I could say at the end of the season, I'm growing. I don't know what I'm doing with Kenny Pickett. And part of that, yeah, is the unavailability. 216-474-0092. Tony in Mansfield, you're first up on the fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Doing well, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah, obviously. So, depth chart, Joe, then Shador, then Dylan Gabriel. I just think the depth chart, I mean, he's not available, so I think they're going to get rid of Kenny Pickett. But yeah, as far as the eye test goes with the two rookies, I mean, Dylan had a good showing. I mean, again, preseason, I mean, what are we really getting out of him? But it just seems that as far as the eye test goes, it seems like everything was so much, Dylan had to put a lot more effort into everything, even every throw. Obviously his size has to do with that, but I think the ceiling is way higher for sure, Sanders, and it just looked like...
Well, what do you mean? You mean the way that he, like, uncoils his body? That was Baker. Baker had to put a ton into his throws. So I don't look at that as a big... Drew Brees. You ever watch Drew Brees' mechanics? He would put his whole body into his throws.
And I knew that those examples were going to be brought up. The difference is when Baker throws the ball, he has to put more effort into it, but he can still throw the ball 70 mile an hour, right? It seemed like Dylan, it was everything. Again, you could see that it was not a struggle, but more effort was put into it. And it's not like the ball was slinging out of there. It wasn't like it. Yeah, he hit the.
I mean, isn't Dylan? I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry, but Kenny, isn't it considered by most that Dylan Gabriel has a better arm than Shador coming out of the combine, I thought that was kind of conventional wisdom.
I thought that was a consideration, yes.
But by the eye test, from what I saw, and who am I, but just my opinion, I thought it was more natural when Shador was in there. Dylan did all right. He surprised me, but I just still think Shador was more natural. I feel like, again, this is all opinion.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just think that Shador's ceiling is better. It's more natural. Just more command, and maybe that's just nothing but a farce, but that's just my opinion. Who knows?
Tony, we respect your opinion. I respect your opinion. Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. It's not just because, I share some of what he's saying. I just think that right now Shador has a higher ceiling. I thought he was better in his game. I thought both were good. I thought that he was better in his game. Again, I'm not cutting Dylan Gabriel, but if I'm going 1-3 and we're only keeping three, Dylan and Shador are both safe. It would be Kenny Pickett who I would let go. 216-474-0092, Walter in Cleveland. You're next up on the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead,
my thing with my depth chart, I'll go with it, would be Flacco, Sanders, and then I'll put Gabriel on the practice squad. The only reason I'll do that is the Browns got years of not being able to pick a quarterback. So the reason I think it's Sanders, other than performance, that let's go with the guy that they would never pick. Out of 30 years, they wouldn't pick the right guy, so they, who says they'll pick the right guy now, right? And like the last caller said about Gabriel, he it's like he's jumping to throw the ball also, right? And he's only get accounted for two. He had two fumbles, the snap, and when he didn't get the ball to the guy, pick six. So turnover-wise, we can't have that.
I didn't find the pick six to be – you're going to hate me. I didn't think it was really his fault. I got two dudes standing next to each other, neither of which knows who's going to be catching the football. That means your spacing is terrible. And Ross Tucker even said that, Walter.
But don't throw it, though. You can throw it away.
Somebody's there. I guess you could throw it away, but somebody's there. Someone's supposed to make a play on the ball. But if you got two guys standing right next to each other, that's going to be on the wide receiver coach. That's going to be on the tight end coach. That's going to be on those guys and how they're supposed to do what they're doing. So, and Deontay Johnson got knocked off the route. But, I mean, hey, listen. A mistake's a mistake's a mistake. He's still the quarterback of the football team. And again, I don't see him getting cut, so I don't need to sit here and be his white knight over a bad football play. I just thought that the pass that he had on the screen attempt coming after that play, I thought that was a way worse pass than the one he got picked sixth on. That's my thought.
And he's just short. And I like Shador because he's 6'2". And everybody knows that in this league, he got to take hits. He got to scramble. He got to do all this stuff and take a beating. And I just, you know, we've seen what happened with Baker with the shoulder and getting hit a lot. I just don't think he can make it as a starter. Backup is cool.
So I'll tell you this. Walter, I got to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. I'll tell you this. That is something that he's always going to have to fight that's going to be in the back of everybody's mind. I don't care. Nobody trusts a shorter quarterback. They just don't. I think that there were a lot of people questioning Kyler Murray coming out and questioning him being the number one guy. And everything else has been, okay, are you really going to be this guy? Or do you like video games or any of the other stuff? You're going to naturally find, and I know Ryan Mallett was the size of a country barn. There's guys who are big that suck too, but you're not going to find a lot of people with a lot of faith when you look under that height and you see 5'10", 5'9", you know, anything under 6 foot, and really anything under 6'1", I think people are going to,
I know, but I'm there too, and you're right. Like, DeShone Kizer, 6'4", 236.
Because if you really want to let it go...
He sucked. 0-16.
If you want to go far, if you want to let that ball fly, man, they get further away, and they get smaller as they move away from you. So you kind of... You want a taller guy if you want to go vertical and some of that. It's just a comfort thing with a lot of fans. You have to go out there and you have to prove it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.